following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Great discussions going on today. During the first half hour, we'll be talking to Dr. Joanne Manson, Chief Division of Preventative Medicine at the Brigham and Women's Hospital, about something that we heard about originally in January of this year. Does being overweight really decrease mortality? Then we're going to change it up, and we're going to be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers listeners' questions about nutrition, training, and supplements. So let's get started. But before we move any further, I have to give a shout out to two very, very new, very, very young superhumans to join the Superhuman Nation. And that's Timmy Profumo and Ryan Profumo. I know that they are listening today, and we're happy that they have joined us. Okay, let's get started. Dr. Manson, how are you?
Very good. Great to be here.
In January, we were hit with an onslaught of listeners' questions when a study was published indicating or trying to indicate that while frank obesity can shorten your life, there was some middle ground. I think they said 6% higher body weight or in that BMI range that's considered overweight actually conferred a lower mortality risk for individuals. And naturally, those who are carrying a bit more weight than they need to said, see, I'm better off that I'm carrying this body fat. But your group has now looked deeper into this, correct?
Yes. This study got a lot of attention because it was somewhat counterintuitive and at odds with many of the other reports, messages the public had been getting to avoid overweight and obesity. But in looking very closely at the study, it appears that the message the public is getting really should stay the same, that overweight and obesity are major risk factors for poor health and also for increased mortality rates, and that we shouldn't be encouraging the public to be overweight and to try to reduce mortality by gaining weight. That would really be the wrong thing to do given this epidemic of overweight and obesity we have in the United States.
See, and one of the missions of this show is to truly delve into science and have the authors of research on the show. Because quite often what happens in the mainstream media is they look for a piece of the study that they go, oh, this is counterintuitive, this is contrary, this will get attention, so we're going to call it this. And mm-hmm. quite often the real thrust of the research is lost and hijacked, in my opinion. So when your group looked at this, what exactly did you find that maybe was lost in the original rendition of this back in January?
Well, first, this was a large overview of many research studies. It was actually
It
was called a systematic review or meta-analysis of more than 90 studies. There were actually close to 3 million people in the studies, which is very impressive on the surface, such a large study. However, there were actually millions of people participating in other studies that were left out of this meta-analysis, and many of the other studies had shown very clearly that both overweight and obesity increase mortality rates. The concern with this particular meta-analysis was that it really didn't take into account the fact that people who have lower body weights are more likely to smoke and are more likely to have underlying diseases that can lead to weight loss. They did do analyses that what we call adjust for cigarette smoking, but that has been shown not to be adequate. to address the problem, because you can't carefully account for differences in intensity of smoking. People who inhale more and smoke higher quantities are often even leaner weights. And so what you have is what's called confounding by cigarette smoking,
right,
that you have more smokers making the thin group, the lean group, look like they're in poor health. And also you have many people who have lost weight due to underlying health problems such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, and this can lead to a higher mortality rate in those who are thin, those who are at a lower body weight. So these are actually concerns that would seem fairly straightforward. Almost anyone would be aware of the fact that smoking tends to be associated with lower body weight.
Dr. Manson, wouldn't the research – see, one of the problems that I've learned over the almost 9 years that I've been doing this show is that epidemiological studies and meta-analysis quite often have the ability to push things towards an endpoint that is desired. So what they exclude from the universe of studies that they include in their meta-analysis, for instance, can have a real great difference on the endpoints that they're searching for. And but what you're talking about now appears to me to be something that is almost reckless, that if researchers are not teasing out and saying, well, look, we can't use these people because they're at a higher risk, regardless of BMI, because of these high-risk lifestyle choices that they make, or the fact that they have underlying diseases, looking at weight in a vacuum. You know, I've actually said on this show that weight loss in a vacuum is not a good thing. Our nation is looking at the scale, and they're forgetting that muscle is metabolic currency and that losing muscle is not a good thing. Losing body fat is. And I used to always say, look, you ask a cancer patient who's losing weight, are you happy that you're losing weight? Of course not. So the notion of losing weight in a vacuum should not be looked at. Don't these researchers have a responsibility to tease out those individuals so that they get truer numbers, since we're looking for the relationship between body weight and health?
Well, I don't want to call the researchers reckless. However, many other researchers, including, you know, our group and others, have suggested that the only way you can look reliably at the relationship between body weight and mortality is to exclude people who have serious health conditions that lead to weight loss. So you're looking more at a long-term weight, mm-hmm, that is not related to underlying disease and weight loss. And also to look at non-smokers, because smoking is such a powerful risk factor that any residual confounding by amount of smoking, intensity of smoking, relapse from being a non-smoker to a current smoker will really obscure the association between body weight and mortality. And the researchers wanted to look at a very general population and not make exclusions for these reasons. And as a result, you see what can be, in some cases, confounding by these other factors, and it can give a public health message that can be a problem, can be misleading.
This is the kind of research that Dr. Lauren Cordain would say, this kind of research would implicate fire trucks as causing fires because they're always there when there's a fire. And it's,
right.
So did your group, or has anyone gone ahead and done the necessary extrapolations and teased out these high risk individuals?
Absolutely. Many times. We first proposed this issue back in 1987. So we're talking more than 26 years ago at this point, and many other groups as well have proposed that it's very important to take into account the smoking by looking at non-smokers and to exclude people who have had weight loss due to underlying disease. And many meta-analyses have been done taking into account these issues, such as limiting the analyses to non-smokers or even never smokers and excluding people who have serious health conditions at baseline. And these studies show that there is a direct relationship between overweight as well as obesity and increased risk of mortality. But equally important, we know very conclusively that both overweight and obesity increase the risk of many chronic diseases,
right,
and increase morbidity, such as type 2 diabetes, a very serious health condition, and also an epidemic in the United States.
Right.
Hypertension, which is so highly prevalent throughout the United States. Abnormal cholesterol levels. All of these increase risk of coronary heart disease and heart attacks, strokes, many forms of cancer, breast cancer in women after menopause, endometrial cancer of the lining of the uterus, colorectal cancer, esophageal cancer, and the list goes on of types of cancer as well linked to both overweight and obesity. So even if you take mortality and death rate out of the equation, you will have a tremendous amount of chronic disease and morbidity related to both overweight and obesity, as well as some quality of life issues, mobility, functional status, and you know, physical effects. The effects on physical function,
right,
can also be adverse.
Okay, we have to take a commercial break. I've got lots more questions for you when we come back. This is a very, very important discussion because, unfortunately, the wrong message was propagated through the mainstream media in January. We're talking with Dr. Joanne Manson. We're talking about, is it really true that being a little overweight is better for you, that you'll live longer, that your mortality rates go down? Clearly, this is not true. And we're going to explore this in greater detail. You're listening to Super Human Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the H-Force way. Power Patch. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RG Cell super stem cell support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrian C. Altrian C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrian delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrianC.com. That's AltrianC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrianC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrian C, 21st Century Vitamin C.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Joanne Manson. She's the chief at the Division of Preventative Medicine at the Brigham and Women's Hospital. She's also a professor of medicine. And we're talking about the notion that was promoted in January that being a little overweight is actually better for you, that you'll fare better, that you'll avoid some death that thinner people seem to succumb to. You know what I just realized? I didn't even know this, Dr. Manson, but this study that we're referring to in January was funded by the CDC itself. I mean, Dr. Catherine Flagel apparently was the lead author, and she is a CDC direct employee, I guess.
That is correct, and we have some concerns about that. But she says that this is what her research showed, and she looked at these studies that didn't take into account many of the issues that others have recommended be taken into account, and those were the results, and the CDC didn't want to prevent her from publishing the findings. But the public health message really should not change because of this report. The public health message to maintain a healthy weight and to avoid major weight gain during adulthood continues, because the weight gain during adulthood is almost always due to adipose tissue, and that fat tissue is linked to major chronic diseases and increased mortality.
Yeah, no, and you know, when I first started doing this show almost 9 years ago, it was exclusively driven by research. But about 3 years ago, I realized that quite often research provided the wrong information, and that's when I started to promote to my audience that you always have to use critical thinking skills when you look at any research today. Not all research
that's
is
true.
Correct. You find research on both sides of the fence that says this is good, but no, this one says this is bad. And quite often it has a lot to do with the endpoints that the researchers are setting out to. Naturally, most researchers do not have a bias, but some come from a camp, if you will. And as a result, they design studies with inherent flaws, if you will, that almost give rise to the direction that they are looking for. And so subsequently, this notion appeals to the majority of the public, because the majority of the public, by the CDC's own statistics, close to 40% of Americans today are at least overweight.
It's actually two-thirds of Americans are overweight or obese.
Yeah, I mean, this is scary, because we've talked about this on the show a lot. I know that I've upset a lot of listeners and lost listeners when I've said, you know, nothing poses a greater threat to this country. You can take the housing bubble and terrorism, put them together, and nothing poses a greater threat to this country than the financial burden and the health risks that are associated with obesity, and the country gets fatter and fatter and fatter. And we have to take responsibility for this ourselves. This is, if what you're eating and what you're doing isn't working, you need to change it. No matter what some government agency says your plate should look like. And it's your responsibility to figure this out, because it's your life that's going to end quickly, not somebody else's. But the one thing I wanted to ask, when you released this research, did you get picked up with the same excitement and fervor that the January research got picked up? I haven't heard about this in the mainstream media at all.
Oh, we published our findings many, many years ago. There was some interest at that time in the fact that overweight and obesity were linked to increased mortality. But once a large number of studies supported that, and there was then a critical mass of research suggesting that both overweight and obesity increased mortality, increased many chronic diseases, then the only thing that really makes news is to say something different.
Yes.
And something, you know, it's the man bites a dog type of story as opposed to
well, that phenomenon actually worries me because I see a lot of research today that just before I even dig into it, I realize that it is pandering. And I think to myself, gee, these poor researchers, they have to pander in order to get funding today. It's a shame, but they're almost succumbing to the soundbite when they do some of this research. When you look at the embargoed press releases for some research today, the headlines are really, they're pandering. And I think, my God, what has research become?
Well, hopefully it isn't the case that you have to give misleading or irresponsible public health messages in order to get funding. I don't think that that's really the case. But I do think it's very important that the public health message here be clear, that this study does not reverse what we've known for many decades to be adverse health outcomes related to both overweight and obesity. And another key point is that most of the studies in this meta-analysis included older individuals well above age 65. In fact, some of the studies that showed that overweight was the best for you were studies of people in their 80s or even 90s.
Yes.
And there you know there's a very heavy burden of chronic disease.
Yes.
And weight loss related to underlying disease. So, of course, those individuals who have lost weight are going to, you know, have higher
yes.
mortality.
Because when you get sick, you depend on body fat to get you through
right.
quite often.
And you're going to be losing weight. So overweight is going to look good compared to being very lean because you've lost weight due to underlying disease. You know, you're already on that downward slope toward mortality. This is the problem. You can't be looking at people who have already lost weight due to serious underlying health problems. The really key question is, from a public health standpoint, what is the optimal weight for good health throughout life?
Now here is where I get frustrated, okay? This audience of superhumans, we endeavor very, very heavy resistance exercise. Even the women in our audience are big fans of things like the deadlift and the squat. And you'll never see them on Boniva because they are doing these heavy resistance movements that are upregulating bone mineral density as well. But my frustration with the medical orthodoxy and the scientific community today is that they ignore the importance of muscle.
Absolutely.
When BMI is nonsense. It really means nothing. If you buy
Especially in older individuals. That's
yes,
very true.
Yes. We have to start looking at people based on lean body mass. I'm, as of this morning, I'm in the bulking phase right now. I am putting on muscle right now at this point and getting ready for the summer where I'll shed my body fat. I'm 246 pounds right now, but I'm probably 16% body fat. So I'm carrying a large amount of muscle. I should not be looked at the same way as the 246-pound individual who is 32% body fat.
That's very true, but we're talking about very large numbers of individuals and large studies. So in this particular case, 3 million people, there are probably more than 6-7 million people who have participated in studies of this nature. So it isn't really possible to do measurements of body fat on all of them. And in general, body mass index is a pretty good surrogate, but it becomes a real problem. Body mass index is not a good marker of fat tissue and adiposity when you get into these older age groups. It's just not a reliable marker because there's so much loss of muscle mass as well. The studies that have looked at people in their 50s or younger show very clearly that being at a normal weight, a body mass index, what we call below 25, as opposed to being overweight or obese, will be better for you. If you are at a healthy weight in your 50s or younger, that will predict lower mortality rates in future decades.
But what I would like to see is when scientists start paying attention to I closed this show from the beginning of when I started doing this show. For the first 3 years, I said to people, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. When we start seeing researchers paying attention to the importance, the health benefits that muscle confers, then the message will be, yes, the BMI is important, but the more muscle you carry, the better off you fare as you get into later life. And then the people will start to say to themselves, maybe I should start paying attention to resistance training or ways to at least maintain muscle as I age, focusing on high leucine protein base. And I mean, there's so many things that can be done. I want the scientists to start paying attention to the difference between body fat and muscle as they go forward with new research.
Absolutely, and it's actually the lifestyle factors that are most important. If you are regularly physically active, you know, aerobic exercise plus resistance training, which I agree is of tremendous importance, and you pay attention to the composition of your diet, the weight will take care of itself. The focus really should be on healthy living, being physically active. This is a very sedentary country.
Yes.
We really need to get up off the couch, be physically active, and eat a reasonably healthy diet. And before you know it, there will be much less of a problem with overweight and obesity.
Which leads us to something that I did not know before the interview, and that is that you have published a book called The 30-Minute Fitness Solution, which is available at Amazon.com, and it's specifically written for women, a four-step plan for women of all ages. And we, off the air, we talked about inactivity, what inactivity confers as far as the etiology of many diseases. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's on physical activity?
Yes, and the book.
Yes. Well, it's tremendously important to stay physically active throughout life. I would say that regular physical activity is as close as we've come to a magic bullet for good health. Despite all of the technological advances, what really will help you to stay, to avoid chronic diseases, to live a long life and a healthy life with high quality of life is staying physically active. And as you mentioned, Carl, the resistance training is of tremendous importance, especially in women because of the increased risk of osteoporosis and bone loss. And so I think it's tremendously important to have at least 30 minutes per day. But the key is it doesn't even take, you know, hours a day to achieve this. With 30 minutes a day, you have such a great advantage over being sedentary. And then if you can get up to higher amounts or 45 minutes a day, people who are trying to lose weight may actually need even 60 minutes. But focus first on just getting started and getting moving.
Yes. And you know what I say on the show, and I think you'll really appreciate this, Dr. Manson. Strength comes naturally to men. It doesn't come naturally to women. Men die first. Women outlive men. That's why more women are found in institutions, because they lose the ability to be ambulatory. They can't get out of a chair. They fall a couple times. The kids go, Mom, you can't live on your own. And bingo, she's an institution.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
mm-hmm.
women have to start paying attention to strength. It's not a man thing.
Because
you need to be able to at least get out of a chair, carry your own grocery bags when you're 80 and 90 years old. You can't just think that that's not important to you, because otherwise all the money you've saved will go to an institution to wheel you around and change your diaper for the last, you know, fifth of your life. That is not how you should spend your life.
Right. A tremendous impact on physical function and quality of life to be physically active and to do resistance training as well.
Yeah. Listen, go to Amazon.com. For the ladies in the audience, the book is called The 30-Minute Fitness Solution, a four-step plan for women of all ages. Dr. Manson, I want to thank you so much for clearing up this misinformation that is out there. And, of course, when we rely on critical thinking, we know that carrying extra body fat is not a good thing. We really do know that. We don't need scientists to tell us that.
Well, thank you. It's been great to be here.
Okay, take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour, where we answer your questions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. New from Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Get strong, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, two things I want to announce. First of all, there's a new poll up on superhumanradio.com. Okay? And I'm gonna have Rob Regish join us. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, brother. How about you?
Good. The poll is, do you pay compliments at the gym when you see someone whose hard work is producing progress? Or are you one of those stingy people that just ignores it because you're not having progress? Rob, if you see somebody at the gym that you've seen for a few months, maybe they're not someone you know, but you're thinking, man, this guy has put on some great muscle, or this gal's really gotten lean. Will you walk up to them and say, you know, I just want to let you know, your hard work is not going unnoticed. You look great, blah, blah, blah. Or do you just keep it to yourself?
No, I do. I give credit where credit's due. And I'll give you an example. You know, I poked fun last week or a few weeks ago at Planet Fitness, and deservedly so. But, you know, if there's a silver lining in Planet Fitness, it's this. there's an elder population there and a subpopulation of people that are in there working it every day. And in particular, there's a guy, I smile every time I see him. His name's Frenchie. He's 93 years old, Carl. He's in there every day. And I always stop by and take a minute to tell Frenchie. I said, you know, your hard work is not going unnoticed. It's an inspiration.
And so and there's a poll on superhumanradio.com. I'd like people to go to SHR's website on the homepage, bottom right-hand side. You'll see the poll. Do you pay compliments at the gym when you see someone whose hard work is producing progress? The easy one, yes or no. I want to know, because I do. If I see, I saw a guy the other day that he's been coming in with the House of Pain t-shirts for the past couple years and training like a power lifter. And I looked at him the other day and I thought, man, this guy has gotten thicker. And he happened to be passing by. I didn't run across the gym and go, hey. He happened to be passing by and he looked at me and he said hello. And I says, hey, I just want to let you know something. And I told him, I says, man, you look thick. You look good. I just wanted to let you know. And I know that that meant something to him. I know we do it for ourselves, but we do want to be noticed, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you can bet he appreciated it, and it's motivating.
Yeah. The other thing I want to mention is don't forget Life Extension Foundation's got an unbelievable offer. Not only can you get a free annual membership to Life Extension Foundation, but $25 worth of free supplements. I mean, this should be everybody's dream. You get a monthly magazine. You get access to all the Life Extension member benefits, the free webinars. You can call in and ask them for advice on supplements or science or diseases. And you get a $25 gift coupon to use towards the purchase of any Life Extension Foundation supplements. Have you taken advantage of this yet, folks? If you haven't, what are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad.
I just saw it today, and I have to tell you, you know, in terms, there's quite a story there for the people, you know, it's out of the context of this discussion, but you want to talk about fighting back against the powers that be.
Right.
The Life Extension Foundation is at the tip of the spear, so to support them is a worthy and noble cause.
Everybody should take advantage of this. This is a no-brainer. $25 worth of free product and a free membership. They don't hound you. They're not going to, like, call you and say, hey, renew your membership. I mean, just check it out. Try it. The magazine itself is worth it. So anyway.
Amen.
Okay, let us get started here. The first question comes from Samuel Freeman. He says, Rob, first off, I want to thank you for the blueprint. I started right after the first of the year, and it's hands down the best investment I've ever made in fitness. Quick question for the Power Hour today. I had back surgery a few years ago and was wondering about exercise for my hamstrings that don't involve vertical loading of the spine. Romanian deadlifts make my back ache, and I need some suggestions to use in my EDT zone. Thanks again.
Well, I'm happy to hear that the blueprint was a great investment for you, Sam. It's like buying Johnson & Johnson stock. You know, you invest in it once, it pays dividends for life. Now, having said that, you're going to find any type of squatting motion works your hams, including bodyweight squats, be they bilateral or unilateral. Likewise, car pushing and pulling will also work the hamstrings, and it's an excellent exercise that does not vertically load the spine. It logically follows that sled dragging does the same, especially if you loop the handles around your ankles and walk backwards. Now, I know there's people probably laughing right now, but please don't dismiss it if you've never tried it, because it is hands down the absolute most brutal hamstring exercise I have ever performed. It really targets them.
I mean, I can't imagine you can get too heavy. You can't get too heavy if you're pulling a sled with your legs.
No, it's humbling, but you know, you can increase the resistance, and they are on fire after one trip. It is an incredibly demanding and worthwhile exercise. Get a sled, or have one made for you at your local high school shop. In terms of gym exercises for your hams, given your situation, I think the 45-degree hyper, or ideally the reverse hyper, would be my movement of choice. Now, if your gym doesn't have a reverse hyper, and most don't, you can consider the following. Set the bar up in a Smith machine at about waist height. Now, you want to put a thick towel or pad in the middle, hop up onto the bar facing into the Smith machine and grab the sides of it for stability. Keeping your legs straight and your torso stabilized, kick your legs back up to parallel, and then pull them down under the body as far as possible. Just do this with your legs first, no added weight, to get the feel for the movement. What you're going to find is this exercise is much improved by adding a mini band. Loop it around your ankles and anchor it to a pole, support beam, or just have a partner hold it at a point near the ground in front of you, in front of your face. By doing that, the band's going to pull your ankles underneath your torso while providing resistance when you kick back up. It effectively reverses the strength curve seen when the movement is performed with weights, traditionally with a weight pendulum. And it hits the hams more effectively, in my opinion. Hams, when you do train your hamstrings, try to work them for no more than 8 reps. And the resistance need to be tailored for that particular rep range. That holds true for the regular 45-degree hyper as well. So do invest in some minivans to take advantage of their ability to reverse the strength curve on those two movements. So I hope that helps, Sam. I've been there. You know, it's not an easy trick. There are some standing hamstring curls machines out there. Hopefully your gym has those, but if they
don't...
Yeah,
you got to do one leg at a time with those. Yeah, you switch the pad over from left to right. You could do one leg at a time.
Yeah, but honestly, the sled dragging is... It's a one-time investment in the sled, or have one made. It will really, really allow you to work your hams hard, and it'll be therapeutic for the back because it increases blood flow.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a question from Andreas Pena, but I also want to give a shout out to a woman who listens to the show. Her name is Catherine Elsperman. I hope I pronounced that right. She actually forwarded a question in. We didn't get it in time for today's show, but anytime I see women sending questions into the Blueprint Power Hour, I just get excited because this is a woman who gets it. She gets it that strength is not a man thing. It's an everybody thing. And adding muscle is not a man thing. It's an everybody thing. So when I see women sending questions in, it really excites me. And we will answer her question next week. It's a really long one. I just forwarded it to you, Rob. But anyway,
okay,
Catherine Elsperman, thank you for being one of the superhuman nation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get these insightful tips and information delivered right to your inbox today. Get a free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today. Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shot. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance. Calling all men.
The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, stimulant-free pre-workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Andreas Pena says, I have an interesting question for you. I find sometimes I get caffeine overload from my pre-workout drinks, but I want the rest of the stuff in the drink. Is there something I can take or mix into the energy drink or pre-workout drink to neutralize the caffeine?
Yeah, well, a lot of people suffer from caffeine overload given the pre-workouts out there. And 3 grams of GABA mixed into that drink will act as an inhibitory neurotransmitter, taking some of the edge off. It's also been shown to boost biologically active GH no less than 480%.
But that was at a 5 gram dose, wasn't it?
No, that was a 3 gram dose, okay. and it was in younger trainees. Now, to a lesser extent, melatonin will do the same.
Right.
However, the ideal here isn't as much to neutralize the caffeine, I think, as it is to find a kinder, gentler substitute. And in that respect, I'll offer the following alternatives. Yerba mate is an herb that I covered on a couple episodes ago, and it has this staggering list of benefits due to the fact it contains no less than 196 actives, 24 vitamins and minerals, 15 amino acids, 11 polyphenols, more than even green tea, and other antioxidants. Pharmacologically, caffeine is just one of a group of compounds known as methylxanthines. And while caffeine is well known to induce central nervous system stimulation, there are other lesser-known xanthines with broader benefits. Yerba mate happens to contain the trifecta, as I call it, caffeine, theobromine, and theophylline. I've spoken to these before on a prior episode, but suffice it to say, yerba mate leads to a much smoother rise and fall in energy levels. The same can be said of kola nut, guarana, and some others, given the caffeine and other methylxanthines in those plants are bound to fats and/or fibers. Consuming green tea alongside those would also help, given it contains the calming amino acid L-theanine. DMAE, dimethyl amino ethanol, tyrosine, and acetyl-L-tyrosine would also be ideal, given each is a non-stimulating way to boost the central nervous system. Which brings me to a product recommendation in your case. If you go over to orbitnutrition.com, you're going to find Optimum Nutrition's Complete Diet Boost. This is 120 capsules for a mere $15 and change. Its caffeine and methylxanthine content just so happens to be derived from guarana, green tea, yerba mate, kola nut, and cocoa extracts. And to that, it adds the amino acids phenylalanine, dimethyl aminoethanol, tyrosine, and acetyl-L-tyrosine, which I just mentioned. Most importantly, that product doesn't overdo the caffeine. Two caps contain 250 milligrams, which is far less than what you see in your typical pre-workout. Many of them now have 400 milligrams or more. And it gives you the option of dialing that back to just one capsule, which would give you 125 milligrams of caffeine from five gentler sources. So give that a shot, Andreas. I'm confident you'll find it a terrific way to get the pre-workout boost you're looking for without the caffeine overload.
Well, and I gotta chime in here too. I gotta tell you that if you haven't tried Craze, you should try it, because Craze has 80 milligrams of caffeine in a full scoop. And I can bet you that a half a scoop will get you energized, mentally focused, and driven to push more weight without all the caffeine jitters and buzz. So
yeah, great point. I've been through two tubs of Craze, and shame on me for not jumping out.
No, there's lots of ways to skin a cat. I'm just saying, another one to try if you haven't is Craze, and then see which one you like the best. But again, yeah, it's very, very low in caffeine, so you can check that out as well. Okay, the next next question comes from Truman Truist. He says, "Rob, is that a legit name, or is that a?"
I don't know if it is. God bless him, man.
True man, because his first name is Truman, so True Man Truest, T-R-U-E-S-T. That's a great name. That's a great name. And he's Rob, I know this question may be out of the norm, but do you have any clue about what happened to Thermolife? I can't find E-Bowl or T-Bowl anywhere. I use Synthogen in place of E-Bowl, though I'm good there. Just can't find any of their other products. One more question. Can taking Synthogen alone post-workout replace a post-workout shake?
Yeah. With respect to what's going on with Thermolife, I can share this. They've been revamping their top-selling supplement line, and they have many patents that have been filed, which they're waiting on. You know, those take some time to come to fruition. Ron Kramer, the CEO of Thermolife, wants an amazing product line, right, in order to be competitive. And to that end, not long ago, last summer, he increased his patent portfolio quite a bit. So I'm aware he's working on even more novel and unique products. Until those patents are finalized, though, the products won't be released. I've been told that they should be out sometime this spring. But as with anything in this business, that's probably subject to change. I'm experiencing the same now with my new products. Just, you know, sometimes the labs don't move at the speed you want them to. Here's the bottom line. I see Thermolife coming back stronger, bigger, and badder later this year. In the meantime, I do know they have a steady supply of Vacillate and Stizm, which is an old-school fat burner, thermogenic. Innovation takes time, and although I know it's frustrating as a consumer, I'm betting you're going to be pleasantly surprised when they release their new products. With respect to Synthogen in place of a post-workout shake, absolutely, it will and can replace it. I designed it as such that all aspects of recovery were covered. I've gone over the slam dunk dosing before. It's five immediately prior to, five halfway through, and five post. Once you observe the lightning fast recovery, you know, the obliteration of DOMS, et cetera, dial it back to 4, 4, and 4, et cetera, until such time as you establish your lowest effective dose. Depending upon your goals, though, you may want to consider adding a fast-acting carb to replenish both liver and muscle glycogen. Synthogen I formulated without carbs so that it'd be flexible enough for people that are, you know, either don't do well on them or don't want them for whatever reason. For others, mostly ectomorphs, it makes sense to get carbs in while the enzyme glycogen synthase is still jumping, meaning post-workout. In that event, I would counsel or recommend a small amount of fructose, 5 to 10 grams is all you need, to preferentially replenish liver glycogen along with something like carbolin, which makes all the sense in the world to me, to replenish muscle glycogen. And we know that the two work hand in hand from that prior episode that you did on fructose. Excellent information.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever route you choose, I'm confident you're going to find Synthogen drastically accelerates recovery from training. On a personal note, I just got some blood work back after being on Synthogen for 2 months. My total cholesterol went from 224 to 150, and of particular note, my LDL dropped from 124 to 88. And for the first time ever, my AST and ALT markers, which are crude measures of tissue damage, which are usually elevated in those who train, those were finally brought into the normal range. That's the first time in my life it's ever happened. In fact, my primary care doctor has a note in my file that elevated AST and ALT are to be considered, quote-unquote, normal in my case, but perhaps no longer, thanks to Synthogen.
Why do you attribute it just to Synthogen? Is there anything else that you're doing that could potentially confer those types of changes in blood work?
No. I mean, you know, when I had these done prior, which wasn't that long ago because I had to apply for some new term life insurance, the training was the same, the diet was the same.
Right.
You know, everything was the same except for Synthogen. And, you know, the ectosterone in Synthogen is a well-known boon to liver function. And I can go through, you know, a dozen or different so ways it does it, but primarily it does it through an increase in bile secretion. And I've always had exceptional HDL numbers. It was the LDL, or bad cholesterol, that I had to get down. Now, I knew from the research ECDI lowered cholesterol. The only question in my mind was, which one does it lower more, HDL or LDL? Well, now I know. It lowers the bad cholesterol.
Okay, next question comes from a big fan of the show, a super fan, Derek Martin. Derek says, question for the Blueprint Power Hour this week. I started taking 7-Keto to aid in dieting down. I've been hypocaloric via a very low-carb diet, less than 30 grams a day most days, for 6.5 days a week, while carb loading about 400 to 800 grams. I guess that's six to five. No, it's 6.5. Carb loading about 400 to 800 grams in a 6 to 8 hour period. Ah, that's why 6.5. On the last day of the cycle. I've been doing this for almost 2 months with good recomp results so far with no supplements. After hearing Rob's recommend 7-Keto a few times, I did some research and thought that it seemed like a smart sup to start taking to aid in keeping my metabolism humming along during this period. However, after listening to the Science Roundup last week, it seems that Adele Musa has a different takeaway from the science and studies surrounding 7-Keto. Would you mind weighing in on this?
Yeah, I can certainly appreciate Adele's points that he raised in his blog. I'm going to summarize them here real quick. First, there's no reason to be concerned about negative sides, specifically liver stress. Even if you've been using the, you know, the various 7-oxos or 7-ketos designed to lower bad cortisol. He did correctly point out that the fat loss studies that are out there showing 7-ketos benefits have involved obese subjects and not athletes. And finally, he noted that the fat loss products that do use 7-keto are usually combination products, including well-known thermogenics and other ingredients that may be responsible for their glowing feedback. My comments are as follows. The mechanism by which 7-keto suppresses cortisol is well documented. The real question, and the right question I think to be asking, is whether or not doing that is going to result in faster and more efficient weight loss. And perhaps most telling, 7-keto levels decline significantly after age 30. In fact, by age 40, your levels are less than half of what they were at age 20. And to me, that last point is particularly relevant. The age-related loss of muscle tissue, the medical term being sarcopenia, involves the gradual shifting of catabolism overtaking anabolism. And a lot of that has to do with chronically elevated cortisol. Anything you can do to offset it is warranted in my book, and worth the outlay. Given 7-Keto's price point coupled with that outstanding safety profile, I still think it's a wise move. Here's the bottom line. In principle, I agree with Adele's findings that the current scientific literature doesn't support 7-keto's claims for faster fat loss in already lean individuals. However, you can't discount the subset of consumers that are already chubby looking for a dieting aid, right? I mean, the typical chubster is looking for such a product, although you, Derek, would be the exception to this rule. Here's my final word. If you're not as lean as you'd like to be, I still say 7-keto is worth pursuing. If you're over the age of 30, I think it just adds to the argument 7-keto is worth a shot. Anecdotally, I've been using 200 milligrams before bed, and it helps me sleep much deeper. I'm not sure yet as to why, but I'm looking into it. But your fat loss expectations should be kept in check. 7-keto is not going to result in fat loss equivalent to ephedrine and caffeine, the thyroid hormone like T2, etc. Its real value lies in its anti-aging and pro-longevity applications. Anytime you see a 50% drop in a hormone from age 20 to 40, you need to ask yourself this question. Is that impacting my ability to retain and or build muscle as I age? And in 7-keto's case, I think the answer to that question is yes. So there are a myriad of factors that go into fat loss, muscle gain, and as Adele correctly pointed out, there's no silver bullet. And on that score, he and I are in agreement. I would give it 90 days, and if 7-keto is making a difference, you're advanced enough to know whether or not it's worthy of keeping in the rotation.
Here's what I think. Here's my own personal stack. If you want to, and I'm going to be using this stack myself, quite frankly. I would take 7-keto. I would also include something that Rob just talked about, T2. T2 has been shown to be a very powerful mitochondrial uncoupler, not as toxic as DNP, but works the same way. I would add to that iodotyrosine deiodinase, if I'm pronouncing it properly. I would add to that some potassium iodide. I would add to that some L-tyrosine, and I would add to that some selenium. And then you would have your own thyroid hormone working better. You would have T2 working as a mitochondrial uncoupler, which will cause your body heat to go up and the mitochondria to become less effective at producing energy and subsequently burning more calories doing nothing. And then the magic of 7-keto that does seem to work for some people and not for others. That would be my stack if you're trying to get lean. 7-keto, yeah. T2, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's iodotyrosine deiodinase, potassium iodide, or even a good iodine supplement that has both potassium iodine and some other iodine forms, L-tyrosine and selenium. And you can get the selenium all you want from Brazil nuts. So there you go.
Yep.
That's my stack. Yep. All right, here, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Excuse me, did I just do that? I was starting my car. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today, or I will make that noise again. We'll be right back.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to AltrientC.com. That's AltrientC.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to AltrientC.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st Century Vitamin C.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to
superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Way Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition, AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Greg Geldart says, training related question. I'm hoping you can help with this. I'm working on handstand push-ups, but can't quite make the jump from half handstand push-ups to the full range. Seems like there's a huge difference in going even 1 inch lower, and it's difficult to gauge this just by feel. Any tips on how I can get there?
Yeah, he's right. 1 inch makes a huge difference on this movement. But I ran up against that, too, and I came up with an interesting solution. Head on over to Walmart, Costco, or even Toys R Us, because in the toy section, you're going to find interlocking foam grids. These are normally used to create a safe padded floor surface for toddlers. But for our purposes, they're ideal for the handstand push-up. So here's how to go about it. Each grid is approximately a quarter of an inch in thickness. It's an ideal thickness for the small range of motion increments that we need. What you want to do is stack the grids on top of each other to a height where you're doing a half handstand push-up or whatever height you can currently manage. Once you're able to perform 10 or 12 solid reps at that height, it's time to take the next step. You simply slide one grid off the top, rinse, wash, and repeat until such time as you're performing the full handstand push-up. Over time, what you're going to find is this method is far superior to guessing if you lowered yourself another inch or so. It also lends itself well to static overcome by dynamic work, not unlike the box squat. Meaning, if you pause briefly when your head touches the pad before pressing back up, it teaches your central nervous system to overcome a dead stop, and that builds a tremendous amount of strength out of the bottom. Not coincidentally, that's the area where most trainees get stuck. One other benefit, since the grids are cushioned foam, they also convey an element of safety, which is important whenever you're performing inverted work. So, presto, Greg, there's your road to mastering the handstand push-up.
What about motivating you to do the push-up better and putting a small block of wood with like 7-penny nails sticking straight out of it at your skull? Don't you think that would motivate you to push back up really hard and get out of there really quickly?
Yeah. Static overcome by dynamic.
There you go. There you go. I'll try it this weekend. And if we don't do any shows next week, you'll know it's because I gave myself a lobotomy. Okay, the next question comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, what's your opinion of Phoenix Kinetic Cream? I've seen it advertised on SHR, and I'm skeptical. A lot of people were skeptical until they use it. Is it really more effective than these other muscle rubs like Bengay and Icy Hot? I'll let Rob answer this, and then I'll weigh in, too.
Yeah, I covered Phoenix Kinetic Cream in depth in the February issue of the Blueprint Bulletin.
Did you really?
Yeah. I broke it down ingredient by ingredient and took a look at what they've done, and it really is brilliant. Long story short, it really is a step up in terms of both immediate and lasting pain relief versus the common store-bought products. A bit more now as to why. They really did their homework, arriving at a savvy combination of fast and longer-term acting anti-inflammatory and pain relief compounds. The inclusion of emu oil, in my opinion, is what really makes it a slam dunk, given it is a fantastic transdermal carrier. In particular, I find that their inclusion of MSM was ingenious, because while MSM is usually used orally in place of DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, it's the only product that I'm aware of, Phoenix Kinetic Cream, to leverage the fact that MSM's molecular weight is but 94.13, meaning it's plenty small enough to get through the skin and make it directly to the site of injury. The emu oil itself, along with the other ingredients, gets it there. The biggest advantage is the simultaneous delivery of both fast-acting anti-inflammatories like Mistrate, bromelain, papain, and white willow bark. Those are your heavy hitters, along with things like glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM, which convey longer-lasting injury repair. Best of all, there's no temporary pain relief insofar as how most of these muscle gels work. If you study those formulas, most of them are a base of methanol, which simply freezes the skin and at best gives you a few minutes of relief.
Exactly. Well, here's what it does. I if you want to try this at home, please do, right? Let's say you come home and your shoulders are hammered from doing overhead presses all day and you want to get rid of the pain in your shoulders. Ask one of your lifting buddies to stomp on the instep of your left foot. All of a sudden, you'll notice something. Your foot hurts really, really bad, and your shoulders don't bother you at all any longer. That's how Bengay works. Bengay transfers the focus of sensation from where it hurts to the outer skin. So your body is overwhelmed with sensory overload from the Bengay or the Icy Hot. You don't think about the pain anymore because the pain or the sensation on the outer skin is greater. It's like if you have a little radio and I have a big stereo, you're going to have to listen to my music even though you're standing next to your little radio.
Yeah.
Those things don't work. Kinetic Cream actually penetrates and starts to work by reducing inflammation, which takes away the primary cause of the problem. Doesn't distract you like your buddy stomping on your foot.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. If you're suffering from an injury, ditch the other OTC creams and invest in this stuff. I had one Blueprint Bulletin subscriber. He wrote me back after reading the February edition, and these were his words. Great call on Phoenix Kinetic Cream. I've heard it advertised before on Superhuman Radio. Figured it was hype. Incredible product, and just like you said, it worked from the very first application.
Well, you know who else?
Any better than that.
Amit Ram, who lives in Israel, posted on the network page. He tried it, and the stuff really works. Awesome, he said. Everybody who tries it says the same thing. Wow. They're like surprised. Like, wait a minute. It's not BS. It really works. I can't believe it. Because most things let you down.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Try it. You won't be sorry. Okay. The next question comes to us from Francois. I want to say Pelican.
Pelican.
Okay. Like almost like Poliquin. You think this is actually Charles Poliquin asking us a question, but he doesn't want to say
no.
It's him?
No, this is Big Palo, a longtime Blueprint customer and one strong, big, strong dude.
Okay. So Francois asks, I just got the March issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Great stuff, including the piece about Russian black anabolic. What really piqued my interest was the Century body weight workout. It looks brief, brutal, and a great way to incorporate body weight training into my workouts. My question is, will I lose muscle giving it if I'm not lifting, quote-unquote, heavy weights?
Yeah, the short answer is no. You're not going to lose any muscle. In fact, there's a good chance you're going to build muscle, heal injuries, and walk away with much better functional strength and vastly improved conditioning. If that seems too good to be true, consider the following. For most of human history, it was simply taken as fact that a man could develop his physique and strength as rapidly as possible according to manipulating his body weight via progressive principles. Now, this was before the influx of gyms, the adjustable barbell, machines, protein shakes, steroids, etc. So if you doubt that, look no further than the statue of the Greek Farnese Hercules. That was a real man posing for the statue, and he built his body long before even the adjustable barbell came onto the scene. So, some more history. Shortly after the turn of the century, that adjustable barbell was invented. Not long thereafter, gyms started popping up, along with rudimentary protein shakes. Some were derived from powdered fish and seaweed, if you can believe that. Then the drugs came in.
Sounds good today, to me, to be honest with you. Powdered fish, I like that.
And today, right, you got more supplements and exercise gadgets than you can shake a stick at. All of this has conspired to convince people that you have to go to the gym. You have to use special exercise equipment and take drugs and or supplements to get the embody that you want. Nothing could be further from the truth. And it's directly responsible for the high dropout and failure rate you see in people, I think, that are new to physical culture. Consider what you're up against when you buy into this. After a long day at work, you need to pack your gym clothes, shower gear, and supplements into your gym bag, right? Then you got to commute an average of, let's say, 30 minutes to the gym. Once you're there, you usually have to fight for equipment. You got to deal with the idiot factor. You got to shower and drive another 30 minutes back home, okay? Assuming your workout takes an hour, the whole rigmarole takes about 2 hours off of an already long day, and there's no guarantee you're going to get the workout in that you had planned. Add to that, in some cases, exorbitant gym fees. It becomes an expensive and time-consuming proposition. The devil here is in what you're being sold. The gyms, the supplement companies, and the infomercial gadgets have convinced people that you need all this. It's a bunch of BS. If you've got guts, gravity, and knowledge of how to perform progressive body weight exercises, you're in business. Here's the final word. Pick up a copy of Brooks Kubik's Dinosaur Bodyweight Training and or Paul Wade's Convict Conditioning. Each of those is going to give you the tools necessary to build a world-class physique, power, and strength without any of the commercialized nonsense that is peddled to the masses today. More importantly, both books show you how strong men of the Golden Age built legit, superhuman levels of muscle, strength, and athleticism before the money came onto the scene. And in some cases, these men were every bit as big, strong, and impressive as today's walking pharmaceutical experiments. One read will leave no doubt there has never been a system of strength training more in harmony with the principles of independence and economy than body weight training. I hope that helps.
I'll tell you what else I love about body weight training. This body weight training is an opportunity for you to train with your significant other. Okay?
Yeah.
You go to the gym month in and month out and you're lifting heavy and your wife or your girlfriend, maybe she goes to the gym too, but she's training over there doing her own thing, right?
Yeah.
So in your detraining period, take a week off and body weight train, because the weights adjust. If your girlfriend's doing 100 body weight squats and you're doing 100 body weight squats, you do them together. And you race each other, drive each other. If you're doing 100 push-ups and she's doing 100 push-ups, it's adjusted for your body weight. If you're doing hang pull-ups, it's adjusted for your body weight. It gives you a chance to train with your significant other. Don't miss this opportunity. You don't have to load and unload the leg press machine, take the 14 plates off each side that you're using, leave two on for her. It's like, no, you don't have to do it. You can both get down there and you can work out together. Don't miss that opportunity. I'm telling you something.
Yeah.
You're not going to lose any size. You do it for a week. You're not going to lose any size.
No. And like I said, if anything, you're going to be pleasantly surprised at what you gain. And you're absolutely right. It's a fantastic way to share your passion with your significant other.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we have to take a commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. Rob has plenty more answers for you. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. And you can get the Blueprint Bulletin delivered to you for free right now. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad, you will get your free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin. Come on, it's free, folks. What do we have? Oh, okay, better yet. Rob will pay you $1 for every one of you that order that. No, I'm only kidding around. Sorry about that, Rob. How about that one? We'll do like Life Extension. They're paying you $25 to take a free membership. Rob will give you $1 to take a free issue. How's that sound?
Now, that's a deal.
That's a deal. Okay, but unfortunately, it'll be Chuck E. Cheese money that he's taking out of Nicholas's pocket as we speak. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
My friends are always asking me what I do to keep my face so youthful and fresh looking. I use RGCell Super Stem Cell Support. RGCell is the only cosmeceutical with penetrating anti-aging messenger molecules that activate old and dormant stem cells to restore your skin to a healthier, younger appearance. This helps to repair DNA, stimulate new cell growth, and aggressively eliminate wrinkles. You can learn more by visiting superhumanradio.com and clicking the RGCell banner ad today.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products
products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop, choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Supreme Radio. Okay. Mike Lippelt. This was a last-minute question that was actually received this morning, and we worked it in thanks to Rob's attention. He says, I have two amino acids that I have been burning in the back of my mind. What's your opinion of SAAs, silk amino acids? And then number two, in the past shows, you've recommended 6 to 8 grams of essential amino acids pre-workout and post-workout. 6 to 8 grams of EAAs do not contain the requisite 3 grams of leucine required to trigger protein synthesis. I have heard Carl, Dr. Lane Norton, and Dr. Scott Connolly all say that you need to hit this 3 gram to trigger the maximal dose response. Are 3 grams really needed? If so, how would you go about getting the 3 grams? Could I add 2 grams of leucine powder to the 8 grams of EAAs? Or should I just take more EAAs? thank you for sharing this with all of us.
Yeah, well, first things first. I don't find the evidence about silk amino acids being any more effective than regular aminos convincing.
Now let's make sure people understand what this is. These are actually amino acids derived from the production of silk, right?
Yeah, and you know, they try to make a point that in some cases regular amino acids are derived from bird feathers, which is not, you know, untrue necessarily. Again, not in all cases, but you need to keep this point in mind, and here's the rationale for my position on the matter. Virtually all studies to date have used non-silk amino acids. So even assuming these silk amino acids work better, you'd have to demonstrate how much better they work versus the higher price point.
But wait a minute, I'm confused. I have always been under the assumption, and maybe I'm wrong, that amino acids, isolated amino acids, free-form amino acids, are derived from soy 90% of the time, which I have no problem with because these are isolated amino acids. They're free form, and so they lose any of the attributes that the soy would have.
Yeah. In other words, if you're looking, let's say, through an electron microscope, an amino acid either is or it isn't. You know,
right.
It doesn't matter, whatever it's derived from. And thus it should flow its physiological properties, or benefits, rather. So, you know, they would have to demonstrate to me that it's worth the extra coin. Assuming they can do that, I'm all ears. But at this point, I'd say, you know, leave the silk aminos alone. With respect to essential aminos not containing enough leucine needed to trigger protein synthesis, that depends in large part on the essential amino acid blend that you're using. Now, and this is an interesting point he brings up, because when you look at the essential amino acid products on the market, their profiles do vary. And I'll give you an example. Synthogen does give you more than 3 grams at the suggested dosing that I recommend. Why? Because it's the first amino listed on the label, which means it's in there in the highest amount. That is not true for a lot of other products. So it's a long way of saying, check the essential amino acid blend you're using. You can likely do better. And in that category, I like, there are a couple products that I like. There's Mass's Mass Pro Amino, Extreme Formulations Ice product, and all version 2.0 in particular is great, and of course, Vengeance. But yes, if your current EAA product falls short on the leucine, it's perfectly acceptable to add a few grams to ensure you're hitting the 3 gram amount. And for the record, I do find the evidence for 3 grams of leucine convincing to trigger protein synthesis.
But now, there is Amit Ram, who is listening live in Israel,
yep,
asked, didn't Adele Moussa right recently that it's the isoleucine that is where the magic is and not the leucine. Now, I'm unaware of that. It could be. Are you aware of a blog post by Adele about isoleucine?
No, nothing's coming to mind, but he brings up a good point. You know, you can dump all the isolated leucine into your system that you want to stimulate protein synthesis. However, to complete the process of building a new contractile muscle protein, all of the other players, meaning the other eight essential aminos, need to be there.
Right. I mean, just taking leucine by itself, or even BCAAs for that matter, while it may call all the bricklayers into work, if you don't have cement and bricks, no walls are being built.
There you go. And that point is really missed by a lot of people. So, and it's understandable. You know, you're looking at all this glowing research on leucine, so the knee-jerk reaction is to run out and buy kilos of leucine. Unfortunately, you know, you need to ask yourself the appropriate question. Will taking this leucine, 3 grams, whatever it may be, stimulate protein synthesis? Yes. Does that necessarily mean I'm going to build more muscle tissue?
No.
No, unless you have the supporting cast in circulation.
So with that being said, it sounds to me like, unlike BCAAs, which have a ratio, well, I take that back. While, no, I guess unlike BCAAs, which have a ratio, right, 2-1-1, EAAs yep. don't seem to have a ratio, so you can actually get EAAs with higher leucine and isoleucine content if you search for it.
You can, and the literature is pretty clear and honest on this point on essential amino acids. They know it stimulates and completes the protein synthetic machinery in the body when you take it pre-workout and intra-workout. What is not as clear is what is the optimal ratio of essential amino acids. You know, they're still debating the BCAAs, never mind the EAAs. You've got 9, so, you know, do the math on how many possible combinations it could possibly be. Now, you know, I spent almost 2 years working on synthogens ratios. I think I've arrived at the optimal amount, but, you know, who's to say?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's why whole proteins are really good too. You know, I take my EAAs and BCAAs and my additional glutamine with my protein drink. So there's already 40 grams of protein in there on top of it. So anyway, and now I'm taking my synthogen again, by the way, because I'm getting really strong again. Anyway, okay. Sure. This next question comes from Sam Johnson. He says, I listen to Supreme Radio every day, and I'm so thankful you yourself, Carl, put your life into doing the show for your listeners. Thank you. I'm much appreciated. I recently started on the Power Hour and enjoying the conversations. I am sure you guys have been asked this before, but if briefly you could answer my question, I'd appreciate it. Say I work out 3 p.m., ideally, what would and when would be the best whole food macronutrient to consume prior to the workout? I find that my training sessions are more fulfilling when I work out on a full stomach. Is this not ideal to do so while food is being processed or digested? Or should I eat an X amount of time before a workout, and why? Thanks so much. I look forward to hearing my name on the Blueprint Power Hour. Keep up the good work, fellas. You're doing us all a great favor here. So there you go. Sam wants to know about training on a full stomach, basically.
Sam Johnson asks a very interesting question. And the answer is it depends. It's, you know, it's unique to different people because of their physiology. Part of his answer can be found in his commentary about he seems to do better, right, when he works out on a full stomach. But it's a long way of saying the answer largely depends on your goals, your somatype, and the type of training that you're performing. For example, if you're training to add muscle and lose fat simultaneously, I would recommend training in a fasted state because doing so has been shown to upregulate protein synthesis, right? You did a whole show on that with the doctor. I forget his name, but it was an excellent episode.
Yeah, Dr. Marr. His last name was McSomething. Well, we've done several shows on it, actually. We also did a show where somebody from McMaster's University talked to us about it, Stu Phillips. So
Yeah. So and so, you know, that's proof positive that there's a benefit to be gained there, and by adding essential aminos and other goodies into the equation, you can really accomplish some impressive physique transformations. If, however, you perform better training with a meal under your belt, then I have several hard and fast rules that I adhere to. One, you need to know whether you oxidize fats or carbs better. If it's fats, a small protein plus fat meal 90 minutes pre-workout is advised. A handful of mixed nuts and a scoop of ultrapeptide 2.0 fits the bill nicely. Two, if you do better with carbs, then a cup of old-fashioned oatmeal mixed with ultrapeptide, let's say cinnamon roll, which is my favorite, is a tasty treat that's going to keep your blood sugar steady during training. And there are two ties that bind here in these answers. One, the meal needs to be on the smaller side. Big meals too close to a workout are a no-no. They leave you sluggish, sleepy, and too much blood is diverted to the stomach to digest your food. And two, in addition to the meals being small, they're low glycemic. So whether it's a fat plus a slow-acting protein or a low glycemic carb, like real whole, you know, oatmeal, not the processed crap that's milled down, plus a slow digesting protein. Those two are your qualifiers. So I hope that helps, Sam. It's an excellent question. It sounds like you already know the answer for you. I would just counsel, keep those meals smaller, time them about 90 minutes out, and select the appropriate macronutrients, fats plus protein or carbs plus protein for your physiology.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Rob, I'm going to try. There's one other question that I thought I sent to you that is an easy one for both of us to weigh in on. I'm going to try to dig it up right now on the reverse hyper. And then we have the Blueprint tip of the day. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint Bulletin. Get a free issue of the Blueprint Bulletin by going to superhumanradio.com today. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage. And it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This time of year, it seems everyone's sick. You need to do everything you can to avoid it. A healthy immune system starts with a healthy lifestyle. This includes Altrient C. Altrient C delivers the vitamin C your body needs. In fact, Altrient delivers 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. Go to altrientc.com. That's altrientc.com. It even comes with a money-back guarantee. For vitamin C that actually gets absorbed, go to altrientc.com or call 888-437-6353 to order. That's 888-437-6353. Altrient C. 21st century vitamin C.
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now AgeForce is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The power patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the power patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the AgeForce way. Power Patch.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that
that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop, choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Everyone wants growth hormone because growth hormone works. Now H-Force is offering a buy one, get one free on their most popular transdermal patch. The Power Patch contains 25 milligrams of real somatropin per patch. It delivers real, competent human growth hormone right to your bloodstream without the discomfort of injections. There's never been a better time to see what the Power Patch can do for you. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. This offer ends soon. Get your growth hormone the H-Force way. Power Patch.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. This question actually was posted. You know, it gets monotonous. People post questions everywhere, and it's hard for me to find them sometimes, but I was able to find this one just in time. Okay, this one actually came from Tyler Hess. Tyler is asking a question. He says, is the reverse hyperextension a proper antagonistic movement to the sit-up? The Army physical fitness test includes the sit-up, and I don't like to train the yin and ignore the yang. I would love to hear some thoughts on the subject. You think that the hyperextension is the reverse of the sit-up? I personally don't think so. What do you think?
I would not call it the reverse of the sit-up. Which isn't to say that it can't help. It trains the entire posterior chain, that being the hamstrings, glutes, and lower back in unison. And the abs are not uninvolved, so to speak, either. You know, you're using the entire body when you perform that movement. But no, I would not say it is the antagonist in that respect to the sit-up.
I mean, personally, I think the antagonist would be those upper body extensions where you lock your legs in and you're moving from your hips up to your head and you're hanging down and going back up. That would be the antagonist to the sit-up, in my opinion. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think the 45-degree hyper is a nice complementary movement. I can only tell you that, getting better at sit-ups to master those tests is a matter of, one, performing the sit-up, but yes, also working the antagonist, but not overworking the abs, because the abs, while they recover quickly, guys overdo it. And when they overdo it, you suffer from overtraining. And a lot of the guys go into that test overtrained, and the abs are consequently weaker, and they fail to hit their target reps. Because a lot of them freak out, you know, the night before or a day before. If the goal is 60 in a minute, they do 60 in a minute, and then they show up on test day and flunk because they're overtrained. You know, their abs are tired.
Yeah. Okay, so hopefully that helps a little bit there. So then the blueprint tip of the day, the new HMB, will it really feel like DECA?
Yeah, for those unfamiliar, HMB, or beta-hydroxy-beta-methylbutyrate, it's a metabolite of the amino acid leucine. And it was introduced to the bodybuilding world in 1995, and it was postulated to slow muscle tissue breakdown, leading to incredible gains. What made HMB so exciting was the man who introduced it, Bill Phillips, who just prior helped bring both Metrex and creatine monohydrate to the national stage, so to speak. So in the span of just a few short years, here was a guy who had brought forth two revolutionary products. And like creatine, there was some science behind HMB. MTI, or Metabolic Technologies, Inc., was founded in 1990 by Stephen Nissen, who is a familiar name, and Nanji Abumrad. So ultimately, their research led to the discovery of HMB and its effects on health and performance. The industry, in other words, was on a roll, and legitimate products that really worked were finally here. So you can imagine the excitement then when Phillips proclaimed in Muscle Media's pages that HMB, quote-unquote, feels like DECA. It was, by all accounts, the heir apparent to creatine's throne. There was only one problem.
It didn't really feel like DECA. Other than that, it was great.
Yeah. Now, it was incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
So that was a mark against it. And the users, bottom line, they just didn't see more weight on the scale or poundage on the bar, which were creatine's hallmarks. And much of that had to do with expectations. Phillips had a reputation for being, his reputation was pure gold up until that point, at least insofar as steering the public right, right? He had done it with Metrex, he had done it with creatine, and it appeared he was ready to do it again with HMB. But so against that backdrop, Muscle Media, Bill's magazine, was now comparing HMB to DECA, one of history's most reliable, prized, and sought-after steroids.
Anabolic.
So,
really, really more anabolic because it's not as it's not androgenic at all. So.
Right. So when the man who just gave us creatine tells us that this stuff feels like roids, you can bet people open their wallets. And that feels like DECA line would later go on to become an industry joke. Although, to be fair, I don't think Bill Phillips intentionally rolled out a loser. Instead, I think he just guessed wrong.
He did later change the campaign from it feels like DECA to it tastes like chicken, which in that case he was right. He was safe with that one.
it's an interesting story. But it brings us to the situation at hand today. There is a new form of HMB that's attempting to conquer the market, so-called free HMB. Now, you don't want to name your product because it implies you're going to
give it away for free.
For free.
Yeah.
So it's known as HMB free acid to differentiate it from its calcium-bound cousin. According to a study that's going to be published soon in the British Journal of Nutrition, the effects of this new HMB are noticeable after just 2 days. And since we have an entire generation new to HMB that may not know its history, there are a lot of folks that have already emailed me with questions as to whether or not this stuff is worth looking into. So let's take a closer look. If the patent data on this new HMB free acid is to be believed, its bioavailability is much better than the previous version, and it not only absorbs more of it better, it also uses it more efficiently, given the fact that much less was found in the subject's urine. Now, that's all well and good, but it means nothing if the compound in question doesn't work. In order to determine that, the researchers measured creatine kinase, or the amount of muscle tissue breakdown that results from training. Here's the cliff notes. They took 11 well-trained strength athletes. They gave them 3 grams of HMB free acid a day. They took one dose with lunch, another with dinner, and one 30 minutes prior to their training. They had another control group of 9 athletes they gave a placebo to. When the researchers looked at creatine kinase in the blood 48 hours after the workouts, they found it was lower in the athletes who were given this new HMB. In other words, they had far less muscle damage. It appears from the accompanying graphs that I saw that it was cut in half. In addition, the researchers also asked about something called PRS, perceived recovery status. And that's just a fancy way of saying the people that got this new HMB felt they were ready to train earlier than the guys that got the placebo. Earlier this year, Something curious happened, though. The International Society of Sports Nutrition did an about-face on their longstanding position of HMB. For years, they had maintained a pretty skeptical view of it, given many of the studies demonstrating its effectiveness were carried out by manufacturers. In February of this year, just a few short months ago, the ISSN reversed its position and is now a believer. Among other things, they cite the fact that HMB has demonstrated to enhance skeletal muscle hypertrophy, strength, and power in trained and untrained populations, and may result in greater declines in fat mass in conjunction with a structured exercise program. That sure sounds cool, and for the record, I hope it's a huge breakthrough. When I dug a little bit deeper, though, I found a few things that made me uneasy. So let's take a look what I found. If you look at ISSN's new position paper, you notice some familiar names. Names like Doug Kalman, Jeffrey Stout, Tim Ziegenfuss, and Jose Antonio. Those immediately jumped out at me. Now, you're going to have to forgive me for being a little skeptical myself, but some of those names are a little too close to the supplement industry for comfort. For example, Tim Ziegenfuss, he's fond of writing some glowing articles over at testosterone.net about their products. In fact, if you Google his name plus BioTest, which is testosterone.net supplement company, you get more than a few hits for the BioTest store at T-Nation. Likewise, Jose Antonio is a board member and not only CEO and co-founder of ISSN, but also the sports science advisor to supplement giant VPX. Now, does that necessarily invalidate the fact that they've changed their mind? No. But it's sure going to be interesting to see whether or not BioTest or VPX roll out products with HMB free acid in them in the near future.
So what you're saying is if they don't, then the product is not legit.
Well, if they do, it'll make me all the more skeptical. If they don't, then there may be something to it. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to make a call on this new HMB, and here it is. Don't open your wallets just yet. You don't want to be this guy, and I'll give you an example of what I found. One of the sad realities in our sport is watching there's a sucker born every minute parade. In fact, it gets worse than that. There's such a thing as being a sucker reincarnated. In fact, I found a post just last week, 3 days ago, on the T-Nation forums, and this board member posted about the new HMB free acid. He's going to sum up here as a whole the entire sad cycle. So here it is. Here's what he's saying. Quote, it's funny, just like training routines, ideas, etc., on the nutritional supplement side, what was old is not new. By the way, HMB never did diddly squat for me, no matter how much I took. And then he goes on to say, though, I personally doubt HMB free acid would be significantly different for me. However, I am one who would definitely at least try it. Please don't be this guy. He's been burned once, and he's going to get burned again. What you can do is, if you're really interested in limiting muscle tissue breakdown during training, there's an age-old, dirt-cheap, and scientifically proven supplement out there for you, branched-chain amino acids. More than that, they've been shown in some studies to preferentially burn abdominal fat, either by themselves or ideally, as we spoke to earlier, in the form of essential amino acids prior to training. Your money is much better spent there. It's an undisputed fact. Your body needs all 9 essential aminos to build new muscle tissue. That's why they're named essential. Lord knows the number of kids that are going to pay an arm and a leg for this new HMB. They're going to religiously take 3 grams of it, round out their diet with microwave popcorn, and wonder why they're not growing like they're on Anadrol. Here's the bottom line. There's an old saying, almost as old as there's one born every minute, and it goes like this. Fool me once, shame on you. fool me twice.
Shame on me. Right.
Don't be fooled by the second coming of HMB. There's just too many warning signs I see associated with this new breakthrough that give me pause. Much better to invest your money in known winners like essential amino acids.
And like real DECA. There you go. I said it. You know what? I'll tell you what. You know what really does work? Just like testosterone cypionate? Testosterone cypionate. go get yourself some. There you go.
You know, I love
these people who are like, oh, I'm using this stuff. It's like, why don't you just get the stuff that it's just like instead?
Yeah. I hope I'm wrong, folks, but too many red flags for me. You know, as always, do your own research, make up your own mind, but that is my opinion.
And they you know what? And look, even creatine has a limit to what it can do for you. What do you really think HMB is going to do for you? Even if it does work. I mean, even curcumin, which shows to improve the C3 version of curcumin, which is shown to improve protein synthesis by what, 500% when you take a gram and a half? You know, but what is that? It's like, there's a point where it stops working. There's a point where you'll be disappointed. The idea that you're going to take supplements other than hormone-based supplements like pro-hormones and pro-steroids when they were available and see the kind of effects that you're going to see from real drugs, it's not going to happen. Spend your money on grass-fed beef instead. Spend your money on organic vegetables and organic fruits and train really hard and eat really well. You know what? Yeah. I was going to talk about this, but I weighed myself this morning. I'm 246 pounds. I'm eating like an animal. I'm lifting heavy. I am getting stronger. Now, granted, I also added some body fat. There's no doubt about it. But it's not all. I mean, I've added an amazing amount of muscle. In fact, the reason that I posted that poll today, I had three different people come up to me at the gym today and say, dude, you're getting huge. And it's not fat. My shoulders, my back is thicker, my chest is popping out. It's like everything is getting, and guess what? I haven't changed anything except I'm really eating a lot right now. I'm eating 5 to 6 times a day. I'm eating 3,500 calories a day. And, I'm training really hard and I'm sleeping really well and I'm drinking a lot of water. I'm doing the things that I know I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
So start there. Start there. Cause guess what? That works like DECA. When you eat a lot and you lift really heavy, it works just like DECA. So
fundamental.
There you go. And guess what? The word fundamental starts with an important word, fun. It's fun to grow muscle. So there you go. All right. Thanks for listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Thanks to Rob Regish for all the good information that he brings. And we actually got a lot of questions answered today. And also thanks to Dr. Joanne Manson, who is affiliated with Harvard, who came on and said, hey, guess what? Being a little fat is not a good thing. You're not going to live longer. It's a lie. So there you go. All right. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, tomorrow is Wednesday. We are doing a really good show, bodybuilding type show tomorrow, but not the kind you want to tune out to for those of you who don't love bodybuilding. We're going to pay homage to Joe Weider. We have Boyer Coe coming on and Randy Roach. Boyer was with Joe at the last moments of his life. He was there at the hospital. I guess hospital. Maybe it was at his bedside at home. I don't know, but he was with Joe at the end. And then we're going to have Vlad Yudin on, who is remaking Pumping Iron called Generation Iron during the second half of the show. So for those of you who love bodybuilding and bodybuilding lore and physical culture lore, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. How's that sound?
It sounds awesome.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, brother.
All right, bye.